Without a doubt. 2023 was the record-breaking year for people going places and doing things right here on the Central Peninsula. There were more music festivals. There were more markets. There were more events. There were more things to do and places to go than you could possibly get to. And believe me, I tried. And a lot of that is because at the helm was our Chamber of Commerce. Maddie McElroy is her first year, and she broke the record of all attendance and events last year. So I'm talking with Maddie now. And Maddie, as you look back over 2023, being your first year, you kind of came in with your boots on running.
I sure did. I really do feel like I hit the ground running. But, you know, I have to say that I walked onto a really solid foundation. The Chamber, our team, our board, our community already set me up so strong. So I just kept the ball rolling, trying to make things bigger and better. And I will say every event, all the way to Christmas in the Park, I was blown away by the community response. I was in happy tears for Christmas in the Park this year. It was just so overwhelming.
Did you get a little bit intimidated along the way, wondering, what have I got myself into with all these things going on?
Almost every day, Meryl. Almost every day, I'll be honest. But, it's been such an incredible growing experience. I feel so grateful to know the community better, to know our business owners better. It's been a year of growth, and now I feel like, okay, I got it all under my belt, and I know what to expect going forward, and I'm really excited making, again, this year just bigger, better.
Well, it'll be a lifetime memory for you, for sure, because you even got a trip to Las Vegas and got married with all of that going on.
Yeah, that aside from work life, my personal life was very busy. It was just a whirlwind in the best ways. Met the love of my life, got married. We're moving into a house. So on top of, you know, running the Chamber and getting things going in our community, I was moving my life along as well.
Well, mazel tov. Congratulations. Now, let's look to the new year. We're already well embodied in the new year. Things of calendar are already mounting up. Do you think this will be even bigger than 2023?
You know, I'm really hoping so. That is the goal. I want to continue to bring the community together in bigger ways, bigger turnouts. This is a full circle moment for me coming into this new year, because when I stepped into this position, I was sent off right away to LA to attend the Levitt Foundation convening and learn all about our music series. And so now next week, I'm headed back down to LA for a second time. This time I'll be speaking as a panelist for the Levitt convening regarding cultural programming and our lawn activities and into our music series. So I'm really excited about that being the first thing that I do to kick off this year.
Well, if you get seated in an exit row, be sure to hold on to the door so that it doesn't blow away.
Yeah, no comment on that.
Now, coming up something new this year, which is a scholarship fair, where all of the local scholarships that are available are going to come together and tell the kids how to apply and how they qualify. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So this was scheduled for December, and we ended up bumping it. You know, December is just a really busy time for folks. So this month, January 27th, it's a Saturday at the Kenai Chamber from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., stop by. We will have several vendors there offering scholarships. So if you're in high school, if you are pursuing, you know, a technical career or anything like that, going to AvTech, if you are already enrolled in college, etc., we have something for you. So we'll have several scholarship opportunities. And my favorite is you have a chance to win $500 just for showing up, a $500 scholarship, I should say.
And mom and dad with kiddos, maybe they're not ready to get those scholarships yet, but to find out what's available in the community so that you can start helping your kids as they go through the school system, get ready to apply for those scholarships, would be a good idea for them to come too.
Yes, exactly. It's open house, so no appointments needed. It's super casual. Come in, ask your questions. Sarah Hundell, you can always give our office a call and ask for her. She's a great resource for our scholarships and education.
And then right around the corner is the Frozen River Festival. A lot of fun in the middle of the no sun winter time, but also this year, somebody's going to walk away $5,000 richer.
Yes, that adds a whole new level of excitement to Frozen River Fest. It's fun to have an event, you know, in the middle of our cold season to keep keep us energized and looking forward to something. But we're in the middle of booking our brewers and our bands and getting everything together. If you'd like to volunteer, this is one of the funnest events to volunteer for the Chamber, I can tell you that. So reach out if you want to help out or if you just want to attend.
Now, they will be drawing the ticket if the river is frozen or if it's not frozen in one side or the other. But if you don't have a ticket, guess what? You don't have a chance. So those tickets are available at the Chamber, right?
Exactly. You can't win if you don't play, right? That's what they say. So, yeah, at the Soldotna Chamber, Kenai Chamber, where else? Rotarians have them. There's several businesses around town. But, yeah, stop by the office, say hi to us, and also pick up those tickets. Buy one for each side. You never know.
And, of course, Mike Sweeney, he always has everything over there. And you're not $5 goes right back into the community for all the Rotary projects here locally. So it's a win. You cannot lose this year.
Yes, that's a very wonderful way to look at it. Yes.
Okay, then progressing into the summer activities, what do we got in store?
Yeah, so, I mean, moving on into March, you know, we have our Sweeney's St. Patrick's Day Parade, of course, and then things are a little bit quiet until we kick off our music series in June. So June 5th, starting June 5th, every Wednesday through August will be our 11 Amp music series.
And we're going to have a summer this year.
We will. You know, this winter is giving me high hopes, so it's making the summer look really good right now.
Summer never came last year, so this year we should have a double dose of sunshine.
Yes, exactly, because we had, 2 years of, hardly a summer. We deserve this, third time's a charm, right?
Maddie, I can't know how you can make 24 better than 23, but I know you will. We're glad to have you and all the people at the team at the Chamber of Commerce to make this such a fun place, such a safe place, and such a great place to raise our kids. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. You know, every day I fall more and more in love with our community, and this is exactly why I do what I do.
Now, it's up to you to do what you do, and that's attend all of these events and have some fun in the midnight sun. I'm Merrill Sikorski over at the Chamber of Commerce, looking forward to 2024 and the brand new year, returning you to that really active sound of KSRM.